Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with Jim Kevlin, editor, publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, who joins us each Thursday. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
The story we're following up on, it has to do with the Focus Rehabilitation and Nursing Executives, and this has to do with the care for patients. It's not a happy story.
The CEO and chief financial officer of Focus, a Rockland County company that bought our county nursing home, Otsego Manor, in 2013, pleaded guilty September 12th to endangering the welfare of patients. This week, the state attorney general's office said it's the first time in New York State that a nursing home owner has been convicted for resident abuse. In effect, they're guilty of failing to provide sufficient staff and sufficient oversight to ensure residents were protected. In all, 8 charges had been brought against the 2 men, Joseph Zupnik and Dan Herman. And there was some dissatisfaction around here because, 1, it doesn't look like they'll go to jail, and 2, they were allowed to plead guilty to just one of the counts. That count involved a woman, identified simply as MP, who had been left sitting in a chair, unfed, untended, incontinent, for 41 hours over Memorial Day weekend 2016. 4 aides and LPNs had already been convicted in the case, but it surfaced that, to cut costs, Zupnik and Herman had specifically forbidden the nursing home managers from bringing in extra staff if they were shorthanded. Part of the local dissatisfaction at the pleas had to do with one of the other counts. It involved Robert Banta, a well-liked civic leader locally who had chaired the county soil and conservation district for years. In fact, the district's office building is named the Banta Conservation Center in his honor. At 91, Bob Banta was admitted to Focus in June 2015. He was placed in a bed without side rails, and that first night fell out of bed twice and hit his head. He had to be taken to Basta Hospital and died a few days later. Zupnik and Herman will be back in Otsego Town Court on October 10th for sentencing. According to the plea agreement, they'll be fined, ordered to do community service, and be barred from the nursing home business for at least 5 years. Separately, lawyers for the Focus Corporation will be in Otsego County Court Monday. The Attorney General's office hasn't yet said what charges the company will face, but it seems it could be fined upward of $1 million. It's part of a complicated problem. Because of shifts in federal Medicaid reimbursements, counties in New York and across the country have found over the past few years they can't afford to operate nursing homes anymore. Today, almost all county nursing homes have moved into private hands. The idea is that private enterprise can run them more efficiently. Regrettably, that often means cutting corners. To make matters worse, Medicaid reimbursements haven't kept pace with rising prices, creating even more of a financial incentive for private companies to cut costs.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, David.